Discourse 4, July 14, 1932. Saint Germain, Invocation. God, thou central source of all activity, wisdom, and power, we demand judgment now, that those of thy children, looking to thee, may find thy radiance enfolding and governing their minds, bodies, homes, and every activity. We demand thy judgment be now, and that every heart that looks to thee may find itself enfolded in thy unconquerable radiance. Shed forth such power that nothing may touch the world of these individuals but thy perfect activity. For we recognize that out of the fullness of thy presence comes the perfect manifestation, the visible presence of all things, and so it is decreed. The Discourse. Today is an opportunity to prove the atmosphere of God. The day was very hot. Concentrate the attention on the region of the pineal gland, knowing that the attention focused there will cause to take place the balancing activity of all the centers, drawing and giving all power to the head center. From this center, the power of speech, which is but thought representation, will reflect back to the vocal center. During this time of the contemplation, or conscious direction of the attention to the highest center, be aware of the even, balanced, rhythmic breath. I do not mean to give it special attention, but breathe a few times consciously, and then just be conscious that you are breathing the rhythmic breath. Breathe it in on a count of eight. Hold for eight counts. Breathe out on eight, and hold eight. Then repeat. After doing this a few times, you will get the rhythm near enough. The activity of this consciousness responds to the demand. The great God principle is above and enfolding the form, because of the anchorage of God within the heart. The seven centers are the points of anchorage of the individualization of God in the physical form. The pineal gland is the point of anchorage and radiation of the great central sun. When we realize this, we have come to the point where we do not consider any of the lower centers. Keep asking the God within what the correct activity is to use at a specific time. Each must depend on the direction he receives from the God within himself. All instruction is but worded attention upon certain things, and the student should learn from the words instead of the presence of the one giving it. The radiation will come through the words themselves. The words are but vehicles of conveyance of the presence. The feeling and thought will become just as accurate as the spoken word as you depend more and more on the presence of God. It is necessary to use the consuming flame at least once a day. It is especially necessary among the students, because some unknowingly open themselves to discordant things due to mass pressure. In the use of the rays, try to feel with intensity the mighty presence of God there, operating in whatever color you use. Very important. Divine love. Keep the attention on the fact that love is the controlling power in all conditions, always knowing it is divine love. This qualifies whatever human love is there and raises it in harmony with divine love. Know always that in any demand, God is the sustaining power. You must keep aware of this fact in the use of all law. Remember that in all conscious use of the law, you are at all times the determiner of the qualities you wish manifest and maintained. No two individuals are affected exactly alike. One has an irritation of mind, another of body, another anxiety, another impaired health. The constant consciousness that God is my perfect health, wealth, and is self-sustained will take one into the full visible manifestation of these conditions. No, God in me is the keeper of my treasure house. Then I know God produces in my visible use great abundance, money as fast as I require its use, and that it is never late, and that all my seeming obligations are taken care of on time. The joyous indifference of youth is really a letting go, and with love prevailing, it is the most potent power for manifestation. To Mrs. G.W. Ballard, never let down your bars of protection to anyone. It is wise for all to use the consciousness that God's activity is in this home and all about it, and there is only God acting. In thinking of the neighbors, know that God governs their every activity in regard to this home. Take a thing in the beginning, and with intensity reverse the negative action in thought and feeling concerning it. The seemingly deeper acceptance of the negative instead of a positive condition in the human consciousness is a mental gravity pull and is due to the density of the physical substance of the body. A quick, forceful statement. No, you get out of here. God Almighty is in control. This is true up to a certain point of illumination, while the inner presence always stands ready to act. The consciousness of invitation within the student's outer mind seems to be imperative. The inner presence does not intrude itself. It must be invited. The nature of the outer consciousness is to swing from one extreme to the other. The eternal balance is the middle way, and the desire to move in that activity draws and holds you there. The desire to walk the middle way draws you and holds you in it. The deeper the recognition and living in the God presence, the quicker will the God power act. Electronic activity. Wherever there is a force, there is always some point of electronic activity, and from the higher standpoint, it is very noticeable. The force released by the World War is still standing in the Earth's atmosphere and is and will be redirected and used constructively. The electrons in our atmosphere are the emanation from the great central sun, the white fire body of the mighty I Am Presence, and its natural element qualify the electronic activity, the same as each element in itself qualifies the electronic activity. The electron is a universal element that is the Spirit of God. Therefore, each element applying or using the electron qualifies it according to the element's own sphere or activity. In the condensation at a former time, one on Atlantis, and the other in the buried cities of the Amazon. One was a consuming activity, and the other was a life-giving activity. All consuming is but a reordering of the balancing of the atomic activity. The electronic activity is always permanently balanced within itself. All discord is but a loss of balance of a particular element or atom. It is only when the electron becomes clothed in equality that discord is possible. The first activity of the atomic structure is the requirement of something to qualify it, or a need for a quality. Otherwise, it too would remain forever perfect, and no other quality could be imposed upon it. Question: why does air in motion seem cooler than still air? Saint Germain: because the vibratory action is raised. The mantle of invisibility can be thrown around one instantly, but the student should establish it permanently and consciously by the practice of visualizing the mantle around them. We are consciously qualifying this electronic energy or activity every moment. Instinct is a lower form of intuition. There is only one presence and power acting everywhere. So really, there are only different grades of consciousness and activity. Words are very lame to carry a meaning that is a feeling. The Cross of Christ Currents. Recently, there have been placed divine currents in North America in the shape of a cross, or in other words, in the shape of a sword. For in this case, the cross of Christ is the sword of currents. The crossbar comes just south of the Canadian border, the hilt going up into Canada, and the point reaches south almost to the lower part of Florida. Chicago comes at the strong part of the blade, just below the hilt. These are currents that have been placed through the earth by mighty messengers of God. There will come a time when this sword and another will cross, and peace and prosperity will be in America. Where the two swords come together, the crossing will be almost over Chicago. These currents are placed above and within the earth itself. They penetrate about 100 feet below the surface of the earth and about 200 feet above. This is why the surface structure of the earth will change, and the very ground human beings walk on will be the sword of Christ. In nature's formation of silver, some of it is dense, and some of it is frosted and not dense. So it is with the earth. As the Christ force is liberated, the earth itself will become much less dense. The atmosphere of the earth will become the balance between cold and hot, or semi-tropical, and the moisture will be evenly distributed. In the new Christ activity that is taking place, certain dispensations are given, but to what extent they will be given has not yet been shown. There are times and points of activity where dispensations have been given that have advanced civilization hundreds of years. Miscellaneous Affirmations. I am God's child, and I can do everything God wants me to do, and I do it now. I clothe every atom of my world this day with infinite love and wisdom. This home is the heart of divine love's operation. My body is the heart of divine love's operation. My mind is the heart of divine love's operation. My world is the heart of divine love's operation. I am the divine plan of the light in perfect physical operation, now and forever. Be as faithful as you can to healing physical distress, but keep your inner eye on the healing of the wounds of hate. God within you is alive. Do not allow him to be silenced by thought forms of your sense perceptions or fears. Always remember that God and his manifestation are one. Everything grows by use. All things move in cycles. When the cosmic hour strikes, the whole combined force of the ascended host can be used to accomplish a definite purpose. There are a great many things in which they may not interfere between those periods. Otherwise, humanity would not be where they are today. When individuals look to us, we may give assistance without limit according to their readiness to demand. But in the cosmic cyclic action, we may not interfere. The night before any important action or before class, always go into the secret heart of God's great love. Mankind and students do not prepare the way ahead. When one wakes in the night, one sometimes returns to the body to anchor in the outer consciousness something that is needed there, or that is to be called forth when a future need arises. When we come to a certain point of achievement in the prevailing activity, we sometimes make contact with wisdom gained in previous forgotten experiences. And if there is a necessity, we call that wisdom forth and use it. In most instances, it is done unknown to the outer consciousness. If we require knowledge that we have been conversant with in previous forgotten experience, it is many times easier to recall that knowledge than to reach into the central source and bring it forth from the uncreated. The great law is not stingy, but it is conservative. It does not permit any unnecessary use of itself. The Divine Record. Within the divine record of every individual, there is registered all constructive experience. Therefore, when a necessity requires it, and the wisdom is there to be used, naturally that is the first place to draw from. For instance, if you had a book giving certain formulas or activities, you would not go to another individual who had the same kind of book, but you would look into your own book and save the time and energy. If mankind had not forgotten the wisdom and force stored within their consciousness, they would much more readily call upon that which is already at hand. In all the universe, there is no wasted energy except in the outer activity of mankind. It is not that the universe can be in any way depleted, but in order that the student may be taught the conservative use of that mighty energy. As the student goes deeper and deeper into this great wisdom, this will become more and more apparent. The smell of sulfur. Mrs. Ballard asked why the smell of sulfur was so strong in the night when there seemed to be no physical cause for it. It is a cosmic process now taking place, and we direct certain forces while you are out of the body in the assistance of the cosmic activity. The force released by cosmic activity through volcanic activity is a force that can be consciously directed. Those who are qualified for this particular activity, while yet retaining their physical bodies, are many times instructed how to use this force when out of the body during sleep, especially when a focus of it is required. The outer sense of odor is the conscious memory of the activity which has already taken place at the inner levels. One is likely to smell the odor of wood, sulfur, coal, or incense. If the memory is of sulfur or wood, it is proof that the direct activity of the highest force within the earth was specifically required. Raising the vibratory action. Do not let the outer senses form a habit or get the consciousness of anything except that all raising sensation comes in a perfect, harmonious, natural way. Release a person after treatment into the wisdom and activity of God, knowing that it is directing the controlling of the outer mind. When individuals are not aware of how to raise the body, it is sometimes much better to let them get out of the ruined temple and be free to go on. For the groups to use for universal service. The mighty power of divine love and justice is now all-powerfully operating in the minds and outer activity of every one of God's children in Chicago, New York, America, India, and China. America will again attain the mighty focus or spiritual power that she once had. This instruction comes from the ascended light, and they prefer that no individuality be considered. Let each one meditate within himself, and then decide upon the particular ascended master to whom he wishes to direct his attention, and keep this a secret within his own heart. The highest of attainment is always to look to the God within. And if you need help, assistance of any kind, call to one of the arisen host.